Immigration blues, this is not fake news. The powers that be tell me I cannot move freely. I have to prove I won't stay. Why? Why is it that way? I explain that I am moving by road, not oversea. How can I book a ticket when a date doesn't mean arrival? It's just an estimate, a guesstimate, a focused intention. I explain again, but it's clear he isn't listening to me. I need to make a call, he says. The final decision lies with someone unseen. Leaping through my passport, he's speaking quietly. He turns his back to me. I wait. I wait patiently. I'm made to feel that there's something wrong with me. My access can be denied. Finally, he turns around and says, "You go and make arrangements that side." What side? Whose side? I don't understand. I need to be verified. Is it my name, my clothes, my locks? Is it my African name but English accent? I remove my glasses and look straight into his eyes. I want him to see me. I want him to see me clearly. I mean, really? But he can't. Because he is locked inside the matrix, in the geopolitical boundaries that restrict freedom in the name of security. I move on, or I try to. All lies inside. The battle of power, pride, and divide. We are dying. We are dying from a lack of possibilities. We are dying from a failure to recognize our similarities. This is my immigration blues.